better than Asaha. Today we took a boat this morning, but nobody was here. We decided that we're going to learn Yoni Pesach today. So we'll have to have the rest of that time, you know. Whoever was here, vote it. Okay, the Gemara says that Haramah is not allowed. The Gemara says that a person who has a farm and the cows give birth to the firstborn's lot and turns out to be a male, a Zachar, so that lot is Kaddish Kedushas Torah. Kumish doesn't like that. So the Gemara says that if I make a Shutzis to the Nachri regarding the ownership of the cows, even though the Nachri only has a small percentage of Shutzis, Allah is that the cows are all relieved from the dinner before they enter. So the Gemara says, look, to let every farmer make a shutzis with the Nachri, and he'll be possible from giving before they enter. He'll save himself a lot of money. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. Haramah is not allowed. So the Marim, to go out of your way in order to avoid a mitzvah, is not allowed. Similarly, that's the Gemara Chorus. So the Gemara says, once a person did that, he made a shutzis with the Nachri in order to be possible from the dinner before they enter. And he lost a lot of money that year. What was the name of his dog? He lost more money than he would have lost if it would have been a Korban Torah. He would have given it away to the Kohen. He would have been in the place $1,000 for the one cow. Now he lost thousands of dollars. Similarly, the Gemara says in Chur, in Menachos, that Rav Kepena, the Amora, lived in a city in Bogo where the normal garment that was worn by everybody in town, the Jews and the Goyim alike, everybody wore garments that had four corners on it. Four corner garments. So if he would have worn the same garments that everybody else wore, he would be obligated to put on Kiddush Hashem to Goyim. But he went out of his way to wear garments that didn't have four corners in order to be taught from the mitzvah of Kiddush. What was he saying, nervous? Why couldn't he make Kiddush? I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. He went out of his way to wear different garments in order that it should be chayav, should not be chayav in the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Gemara says that the Malach came and rebuked him and screams that he's going to be punished for this. In the summertime he wears such a garment, in the wintertime he wears a different garment, always different from everybody else, and since this month I all that, what's going to do with the mitzvah? Since this is Sifan HaGemara as well, that Ha'arameh is not allowed. You're not allowed to be married to do something unusual in order to avoid observing the mitzvah Sakhtar. So the question is, but this is in contradiction to the Gemara in Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Shabbos to the Talmud Chacham, both of these stories are about Talmud Chacham. Rav Kepena was a Talmud Chacham by the tzitzis, and the other one, the beginning of Chayrus, also seems to have been a Talmud Chacham who lost all of his, he lost a lot of money, he lost a big hefset nomen because he made a shutzis with the goy. So the Achranim is the kasha to do at Marfakir. Marfakir in Shabbos that there was once a Talmud Chacham who lived on one side of the river and his farm was on the other side of the river, and he wanted to go visit his farm on Shabbos in order to see what's doing with his favorite, whether the animals are running in, whether the people are running in and destroying his property. So how could he cross over the river? He go on a ferry. Not only go on a ferry on Shabbos. The Gemara said that there was a guy who used to ride a ferry across the river for nothing, and whoever would come on to go across, he would take him for nothing. That was his job. So this Tom Kochon went onto the ferry. The ferry only went, let's say, every hour on the hour. And then in between, an whole trip took 2 minutes to cross over the river. And in between the trips of the ferry, people would go on the ferry and play games and whatever, dance, sing, read, go to sleep, whatever, relax. And then when the ferry would go across the river, whoever wasn't interested in crossing the river would get off of the boat. So the Gemara says that this Amora, this Tom Kochon, went on the ferry. And he took a nap, and they believed that he was sleeping. And then when the goy took off with the ferry to cross over the river, so he continued to make believe that he was sleeping. He stayed on the ferry. And then when he came across to the other side, he made believe that he woke up. He just got across the river. Then he jumped off and he went to visit his field. There was no problem. Kum, because everything was perhaps kum. The only problem was going on the ferry. So the Gemara says that he did not violate anything. Why? Because the issue is in Shatan of Lehi Hanor. You're not permitted to ride in a boat, whether you're rowing the boat or do you have a guy who row for you. The same issue, whether you row the boat, do you have a guy who row the boat for you? That's the Tana Malacha. Tana Malacha the Raisa, Tana Malacha the Rabban, it's a Gzeira. It's not allowed. Gzeira, Shem Yisak, Nechal, Vishal, Shoyot.
So you can't be on the water of Shabbos?
can't be rowing a boat or having or get someone to row the boat for you. The question what the Gemara is referring to, the Gemara says if you go early enough then it's Musar. If you go later then it's also what's the Easter if you go late. What's the violation? So this is the Easter and this is what the Heter is, if you go early enough. The whole discussion in Rishon is what's the problem that's being solved by going on Wednesday. Who's it? There's a different shot in there anymore. What's the problem and why that's the solution to go early enough?
What about
the chef talked about that they were on the boat for months and months? They're on the boat for weeks, they're both not. How do you get around this Easter? I don't know, the problem. Maybe this one needs to go on the boat on Shabbos, and that's what we discuss in additional Easter. Instead of the city that discusses going on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's not allowed because there's something on the Tuesday, then it is allowed. What is the Easter involved if you go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It's discussion in the Mishnah. But whatever it is, it says in the Gemara that one is the Mishnah in basis it. Ein Shatim Apnei Hamayim. Ein Shatim doesn't really mean you're not allowed to swim. The Gemara says that just like you're not allowed to go on a boat, so too you're not allowed to swim in a place where they usually take boats. So if you swim in a swimming pool, a normal swimming pool where they don't have boats in, and it's mutter, the Gemara says, but it's in a river which can accommodate boats. But so that's true, the Gemara says, is included in the Zeher de Rabban, the Vein Shatan, and the Hanok. There is, for the reason, Shem Yisrat, and Chodesh El Shayot. That's how the Gemara says, that the rowboat may break, you may decide to fix it in the middle of Shabbat. When the Yisrat is violated, it's the same Yisrat that's violated whether I'm rowing the boat, or I'm sitting in the boat and having a row by Rochri, it's the Zalba there. So the Gemara says that the Talmud Chacham who went on the boat and they believe that he took a nap and then the guy went across the river with the ferry because everybody else wanted to go across and then the fellow may believe that he woke up and so on. Does not. So the Gemara says on Shabbos he didn't violate any Easter in going on the boat on Shabbos because first of all he was Talmud Chacham and this was Haram and it was a Din de Rabbanon, so Haram of a Din de Rabbanon is Mutter for Talmud Chacham. That's how the Gemara says. What do you mean Haram? And he made it look as if he wasn't really interested in crossing the river. That's called Haram. So you see from that Gemara that Haram is Mutter, and the other Gemara say Haram is Otter. So it would appear that's what the Pchor Shor writes himself, and the Pchor Shor is by the same author as the Pchor Shor. And his name was Rabbi Shor. His last name is Rabbi Shor. Haram Shor. Shach was the first time. The same author the first time. So the... So the Pchor Shor writes in the Sefer HaMesachim that we see by putting together all of these Gemaras that Haram is only mutter for Talmud Chacham in a Din de Rabbanon, but in a Din de Araisa, Haram is not allowed. So that's why the Pchor Shor comes up with the Chiddush that when we do the Chiras Chametz before Pesach, isn't this really an act of Haram? We sell the Chametz in order to avoid violating Bali Rabbi Matzah. If you wouldn't sell the Chametz in a normal course of events, you have, let's say you have flour at home, which is common, you have Cheerios, whatever. What else do you have? Total, I don't know. Whatever kind of chametz you have in the house. Okay, cookies. So we sell them to the chametz. In the normal course of events, the chametz that you have, you would be violating by your rabbi must, and you have to get rid of the chametz. So if you go ahead and you sell the chametz to the guy, you're doing something unusual, unnatural, in order to avoid being required to get rid of your chametz. So he labels this as an act of haram, doing something unusual. That in the course of events, I would have to get rid of the chametz. Now, don't, because I've sold it to the guy. So he considers this an act of haram. So what's the din of haram? So he claims haram is not allowed with respect to a din deraisa, like the tzitzis and the behemah hamavakeret. But as with respect to a din derabbanan, haram is allowed. So he says here, well, is this a din deraisa, din derabbanan? So it depends. If the fellow was mevatel his chametz, if the person who's selling the chametz to the goy is mevatel his chametz, so the Gemara says, when I third the people did on the side, once he mevatel his chametz, there's no value right. So why do you have to sell any chametz to the goy? Just in mevatel chametz. The Gemara says, but with the rabbanon, you're not allowed to rely on the din of chametz. So since it's only a din derabbanan, so therefore it's mutter for Talmud Chacham to do a haram. Not everybody is a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says haram is only mutter for Talmud Chacham and a din derabbanan. that she mevati a chomer is to then the getting rid of the chomer from the rabbanon. The haram is allowed for a tamcha. The balabatim now. That's what the kosher. Based on that kosher, everybody assumes it's called like what Oyes Atmos is tamcha. Everybody calls the chomer. And based on that kosher, some poskim are of the opinion that this is only allowed. We only allow you to sell a chomer if you're truly going to be mevatalit. You're going to be mevatalit chomer at the sun. But what happens? Let's say if I have a farm. Now my farm, I have to feed chomer to the cow. And I have a parakeet, and I feed birdseed, whatever. I feed chomer to the parakeet. So on Pesach, I'm not allowed to have the chomer. And even if I'm not getting the chomer, I give the chomer to a goy. I'm not allowed to give the chametz to the next door neighbor and give instructions to the goy to feed my behemoth. The din is in Shulchan Aruch, chametz is also b'hanor. Even if the chametz belongs to a goy, the Gemara says it's also b'hanor. The Yisur Hanor of chametz is not only if it belongs to a Jew. If it belongs to a goy, it's also also. Let's say I'll pass by the goyish bakery on paper, and I'll go especially near the bakery in order to smell the aroma, the pleasant aroma of freshly baked bread or freshly baked cakes and cookies, because it smells good. So that's the dinner. Chametz is also manot. That's not allowed. If you're walking by in the street and nail everybody smells the chametz, and the only way to avoid it is to go out of your way to go across the street. The Gemara says you're not mechayev to do that. That's the actual way of chametz. If you're walking by, you're not really interested in smelling the chametz. So that's not really, that doesn't constitute a violation of Yisuri Hanot. But if you go specifically in order to smell that chametz, then I say the chametz is also manot. That's a form of getting hanot. Let's say there's another form of getting halal. Let's say I'm a truck driver and I deliver chametz. Or let's say I work in a hospital. Or I'm a waiter in a restaurant and I serve chametz. I serve chametz to goyim, not to Jews. A restaurant in Harlem, whatever. All the people are leaving, or whatever. All the patients in the hospital, they're all goyim. There's no shalat listening, but I seek in mikshol. I'm feeding trade and food to goyim anyway, so it's mutter. But the only shalat is, I get paid for feeding people chametz. If I get paid, I'm a truck driver, I get paid for delivering bread. To do that on Pesach is not allowed. And Yom Tov is certainly not allowed. But that's, let's say, Skar Yom Tov is also. But the Shari Zark is also. The Shari Zark is also. Let's say, Chol HaMoed, a person wants to make a few dollars by serving chametz or by delivering chametz to the din is as it goes. Even though there's no problem of listening either, because this is considered getting hanor from the chametz.
You have a, is it
just
having
hanor
from
chametz
like yours?
Yes. There's explicitly in the Gemara. The Gemara has a habamina. That just like Shalchoy Yateroy Avataroy Shalacherim, that there's no Bali Roy, a Chomet that's not mine. So the Gemara has a Havamina that there's no Yisra Achila Bahano, and a Chomet that's not mine. And the Gemara says, it's not true. The Gemara backs that, it's not true. The Yisra Achila Bahano, the Chomet applies equally, whether it's my Chomet or someone else's. Shalchoy is only required for the violation of Bali Roy, but it's not required for the Yisra Hano. That's a major question. When I'm a batel of chametz, am I really a batel of chametz that I'm going to sell to the goy? If I've already sold the chametz to the goy, then it's not mine anymore. So I certainly can't be a batel of chametz. But let's say if I'm a batel of chametz in advance of the mechiras. So am I really being a batel of chametz that I'm going to sell to the goy? I'll be conscious not. Bikul, what does bitul chametz mean? The Gemara says, nidir ha'raisa, the bitul bi'al masag. And I'm sure it's enough if you're a batel of chametz. So that's a major machlekes, Rashi and Pesach. What that means, bitul chametz. Rashi's opinion is that bitul Rashi, the Rambam, based on the Talmud, they both say that bitul chametz is a mitzvah. Ah, bayon harishin tashbis v'sor mivatechem. So the Gemara explains in the beginning of Sachem, bayon harishin means erev Pesach. The word rishin doesn't mean the first day on, the 15th of Nisan. It means yon harishin means erev Pesach. How do you find that the word rishin means the day in advance, the day before? The word achron doesn't mean last, the word Akron means latter, afterwards. The word Rishon in Biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean first, it means before, or early. But sometimes Yom HaRishon means before, like the Nigmar quotes the Pasuk in Iyov, HaRishon LaAdam Tivolet, that you created before Adam HaRishon. HaRishon means before. So read too, Akron, Yom HaRishon Tashbisa means, because the day before Pesach, you should all be Majbis Akron. So what does it mean, Majbis? So the Gemara has a Machlech of Yudah Rabbanon, how you Makayim in the midst of Biyah Chomet. His opinion is that any beer chametz relevant to Israel. If you don't learn that, the Yalkusa from Nosa, just like the Torah says that the mitzvah is only to burn Nosa, and you're not going to have the mitzvah by destroying Nosa in another fashion, which I'll grind up the Nosa, I'll throw it in the garbage can, or whatever, I'll flush it down the toilet. So you're not yet to the mitzvah, you're yet to the mitzvah beer Nosa by Israel. So that's not waste to Israel. So to the mitzvah beer chametz, for you to be right, the whole Yalkusa that destroying the chametz must be that the idea of Israel's way. The chametz disagrees. And they say that Hashbisasa b'chol dov, that one can be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbistu, either b'sreif or b'cheldav, it doesn't matter. Exactly how he passed is a machlekes in Rishon, a machlekes basis in the Rambam, whether he passed like Rav Yudah, all of a sudden why should he pass like Rav Yudah? Yochel v'Rambam alach v'Rambam, the din ought to be like the Rabbanim. So that's the pashtus is, the Rambam writes, the din is like the Rabbanim. That Bi'ur Chametz is hash b'sas v'cheldav, he can display the Chametz in any form, any fashion whatsoever. But because Tesis has one opinion that the halacha should be like Rav Yudah, based on Gemara, from Mishnah is, it would appear that in the times of the Gemara they were always marked to burn it. So that's why we have adopted the Hatchil adopted to burn the Chametz. We're back from like Rav Yudah, but then Bi'ur Chametz held his faith. So the Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, all go to Tag Muntas, and that positive that aside from the Machlech Rav Yudah and the Rabbanon, how do you do Bi'ur Chametz with adopting the Chametz? You called on what we're back from the Hatchil adopted his faith from. The Gemara has another form now. What the Kagamukhalas comment on that pasuk? Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisu. That in their case, you should be Majbis the Chametz. So the Kagamukhalas says, Tevatlun. You should be Mevatl the Chametz. And when you Mevatl the Chametz, the Bittul, Mederaisa the Bittul, the Almasagi, this is sufficient to fulfill the Kiyama Mitzvah of Hashbasas HaChametz. So basically, how can it be that neither Shita, even you hold like Rav Yudah the Rebbe Chametz, ever the Shreifah? Oh, you hold like a chacham and Rav Yudah that has besasa b'chol zavor. But how can Rashi claim now, based on the Targum Unklis, that one fulfills the mitzvah of Tashbisu by being mevatel chametz? It's neither b'sreif nor b'chol zavor. Apparently, Rashi is of the opinion that it depends whether it's kodim is mani sur or harach is mani sur. The Gemara says that you cannot be mevatel chametz after there's mani sur hanor. Before there's mani sur hanor, then bittul helps. And after there's mani sur hanor, then bittul doesn't help. So the machleik is abiyud in the Rabbanah, apparently that's what Rashi holds. Machleik is abiyud in the Rabbanah, where there ain't bi'ur chametz ela b'sreifo. For hash b'sas b'chol dover, meaning destroying it, utter destruction. That's only after the mani sur hanor. And this Gemara that says that the rice of the people beyond the saga, that goes kaim is mani sur hanor. The Gemara, how do you know that there's a distinction in the din of Achle Yom Rishon Tashbisu between kaim is mani surai and the ach is mani surai? So the Gemara derives it from the word ach, that the word ach means chilek. I split the day in here. What does that mean? Minat Torah, Chatzos is the cutoff point. Before Chatzos, you mikayim tashbisu by bittul chametz, and after Chatzos, you want to mikayim tashbisu either di or mamish, either the shreif or the chaldova. And then the Rabbanon, they moved it up another hour. They moved up the Yisrael Hanor another hour before Chatzos. Instead of 12 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock. So again, with the Rabbanon, before 11 o'clock, you can mikayim, according to Rashi, the Rambam and the Ramban, you can mikayim tashbisu either bittul chametz. And after 11 o'clock, the Rabbanon said, you can no longer be Mekan the Mitzvah. Are you the people? You have to be Mekan the Mitzvah Dafke. Are you the Bior Mamish by this point? The Rabbanon made an extra hour before. If people make mistakes based on the watch, in an hour, other times are short, but the person is not going to make a mistake more than an hour. They said that it's enough. If you're not going to be Mekan the Mitzvah, an hour before Hassan.
What difference does it make
the
person
who goes
to Bittul before
actually hears
available on the
floor?
I'll explain.
So Rashi's opinion is that the Bittul Hametz is the Kiyama Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus says that there is no such thing, that the only way to become a Mitzvah of Tashbisu is by destroying the Hametz, either destroying Isaiah Israel or destroying Halash Bosas and the Chaldavar. But they never heard of such a thing. That Bittul Hametz comes to the Kiyama Mitzvah. No such thing. I, the Gemara says, the rice of the people, the alma sagi, and the natera enough with people. And the Gemara says, the people has to be done trading his money. So the person says, it doesn't mean that these are different forms of kima mitzvah of tashbisu, that before chatzos is the form, the method of kima mitzvah tashbisu is, are they people? And after chatzos, the way to make kind of mitzvah is either the shreif or the chodov or not. The mitzvah tashbisu tells only after this money surah. Or maybe all day long, whatever, but all day long, or after Hatzos, that's a different issue. The mitzvah is either b'sreif for all the time, and the mitzvah is hash b'sas b'chol davar all the time. We don't distinguish between before this mani sur and after this mani sur. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that with the rice of the bittul b'al nasagi, then it says means a different thing. Bittul is just a fancy way of saying hefker. That's what we were discussing the other way. The other day, what pshat and hefker? Does it have to mean that you mark the object out of your rishus, you makna to the bailus harabim, bailus al tibur, it just means you misalak your ownership from it. And the Ramban's kasher was on that tesis, on that doubt. The tesis claimed here, that's the famous tesis. The Balei HaTesis claimed that bittul chametz simply means hefker. Once you makna the chametz, it doesn't any longer belong to you. And if it's not your chametz, you cannot violate bailus harabim. Because the Gemara derives from the pasuk, shalchoy at the raya, avlat the raya shalachem shalgavoy. As long as the chametz doesn't belong to you, he don't violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon. The Afrayim say that Rashi doesn't hold like Tesla because Rashi seems to say that Shalachir and Shalgavoya, you don't violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon, it only applies if the Chomet belongs to a Nochri. Rashi comes on the word Shalachir, then it means Nochri. Shalgavoya, if it's Hegdish or if it's Shalachum, then there's no Bal Yiroi. But Rashi seems to imply that's what the Yeshua says, the Diragro and Afrayim in between them. A lot of Afrayim say like that. That comment shall Yisrael Acher, Bishusi, I would violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon, even though it's not my comment. Okay, another Jew. I have a roommate. Two Jews are roommates. One is religious and one is not. So the one who's not religious keeps comments on Pesach. And the one who is, according to Rashi, violates Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon by virtue of the fact that his roommate's comment is an Hidrushus. It doesn't belong to me. It's not Shali, it's not Bishusi, it doesn't matter. If comes to Shali Yisrael Acher is in my Rishus, not to leave Rishus, it's given me. It's found in my room, then I buy like Bali Rabbi Mate, Pani Terash. Rabbi Yabed asked us to give money. Okay. You'll put the hearts in your pocket. The Bittul constitutes the Kiva Mitzvah of Tashbis, the Kaidim is money, Sir Hanlor. And the Akhbar is on that, then you have the Machlech Sapir and the Rabbanon. What is the proper fashion of fulfilling the mitzvah with the Akhbar that's ready for the Choldover? And Taisa says, not true. This doesn't change between before the Zman Yisr and after the Zman Yisr. The mitzvah of Tashbis is either that's ready for the Choldover, whether before or after. And the din of the Bittul Bial Masagi is a different thing. That if one is Mavatl is Chomez, and Bittul simply means Hefker is Machkirit, it declares that it doesn't any longer belong to him, but if it's not his, it doesn't violate by your Rabbi Mazar. Why doesn't Taisa say like Rashi? It's simple, they say that Rashi is wrong. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean that Bittul Chomet is in Kima Mitzvah? There is no such thing. Why doesn't Rashi say like Taisa? He says, it's not true. What do you mean, if you Malach Nafka the Chomet, you don't violate by Rabbi Mazar? Who says if it belongs to a Nachri, or if it belongs to a Hegdish, then you don't violate by Rabbi Mazar. Shalachem Shal Gavroya. But if it's Hefker, so that's what some Machreim say, that Rashi would hold here also, that you violate by Rabbi Mazar, just like Rashi seems to imply. So too, if it's common shall hefker, perhaps Rashi would also hold questionable whether the dinim is exactly correct or not. Could be that Rashi would hold over there also that you do violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon. So therefore, that would still, what would you accomplish by being mafkir chomer? Still violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon. So that's why Rashi was forced into learning the Gemara differently, like in Tavim and Gilisol. Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban.
I'm sorry, is there an Ari called?
The other building, you know where the main building is with the dome? 102. Room 102. And here again, some poskim say, based on this Choshor, that the only reason why we allow Mechiras Chametz, I Mechiras Chametz is an act of Haromet, and Choshor puts together the Gemaras and he claims that you only allow Haram for Tamachachim and Adin Rabban, but in Adin Deraisim for Tamachachim you don't allow Haram. So the question is, isn't this case of Haram and Adin Deraisa, you're avoiding Bal Yiroi Bal Yimon, which is Adin Deraisa, by selling your chametz to a goy? Isn't that Haram and Adin Deraisa? So some answer, no, it's only Haram and Adin Derabban. Why? Because Midderaisa, the Bittul Bial Masagi. So since I'm about to my chametz and my Torah, everything is taken care of. So the whole need for Mechiras chametz and Midderabban, they said, you're not allowed to rely on people. So since it's only Adin Derabban, so we can rely on Mechiras chametz, which is an act of Haram. You don't have to necessarily go destroy the chametz. So the question is this really a valid answer? So let's see, according to Tosfos, what does it mean that this will be al masagi? That itself is a haram. The bittul bial masagi means you mafkir chametz and it no longer belongs to you. So not a mechiras chametz. According to Tosfos, this itself is a haram. So we haven't really answered the question. It's not that the mechiras chametz is only haram b'derabbanan, because with the raisa you have the right to rely on bittul. Bittul is the same question. How can you rely on bittul when a terrorist? Is not itself an act of haram. It's both haram. You're mafkirit for yourself.
The course is good.
It's good maybe means that in a Torah you're allowed to do haram. And the Rabbanon, they said, you're not allowed to do haram.
Is that what the Gemara is saying over there? That
the
Rabbanon is not allowed to do haram and then do the rest?
Yeah, perhaps. According to Tosfos, you haven't solved anything. According to Tosfos, bittul is a haram. I have chametz in my rishus and I'll violate by your Rabbi Matthew. So I'm not going to chametz. It's 2 minutes to 11 on Erev Pesach in the morning, and I have to destroy the chametz. I say, "Hire any mafkirs kol chametz." Poof, there's no Bal Yiroi. It's mamish haramna. But there are had to have, he has chametz and he has to get rid of it. Either destroy it or the cholder. And then the Chachamim figured out a fancy Mechiras Chomet, you don't have to bother to make 5, 6, 300 of the goy. Just say a Mafkir the Chomet, that's right? That's a Haram. Bigger Haram than a Mechiras Chomet. It's a Haram. Why is the Haram in the book? But also I have a violation of Bali Rabbi Matze.
Only when it's in the English.
Right, and then I'm mafkir it. I declare that it's not mine. The same as selling to a goy. Mafkir is the same as selling to a goy, that it's not mine. So in the mail I don't violate Bali Rabbi Matze. Whether you claim to or not, it's still a haram. Even if you don't claim to get it back. Let's say I'm just mafkir it and pack it for a koy to zaka. Whoever comes can take it. It's also a haram. But if there had to, I would have to destroy it. According to Rashi, what does the Bikla come? That's the place it says. What in the world does it accomplish? So the Ramban explains that the fellow just makes a declaration that since the Torah forbids me from getting any Akhila Hanoah from this Chomet during the duration of Pesach, and Erev Pesach, Pesach HaTzelos, and the hour before HaTzelos in the Rabbanan, I hereby declare, I promise God's honor, that I'm not going to eat the Chomet, I'm not going to have any Hanoah from the Chomet, I don't plan to sell the Chomet, I don't plan to sit on the Chomet, I don't plan to deliver the Chomet. To gain any pleasure from the Chomet, I couldn't care less what happens to the Chomet. Whoever wants can take it, it can disappear, it can get destroyed, a hurricane, a tornado, it can sink into the ground in quicksand, I don't care what happens to the Chomet. According to Rashi, that's what it means, Bittul Chomet. That's the proper nusach that you should say for the Bittul. You say, Livatel ke'afra diara, just like the dust of the earth, I don't care what happens. In the nusach that we have printed in the Haggadah, it is very short, we say, Livatel v'la heavy hefker ke'afra diara. When do you find the Lashon hefker ke'afra diara? It doesn't really make too much sense. The Pashto says what the nusach means like this. First you say, Livatel ke'afra diara. First you do the Bittul of Rashi. I declare that I don't plan to use this, just like after the hour I'm not going to use. Just like the dust in the earth, I don't plan to eat it, and I don't plan to get any hanor from it. I'm not going to sell the after the hour. I don't care what happens to the after the hour. So I'm about to list comments. I don't care what happens to the comments. I don't plan to use it. I don't plan to eat it. I'm not going to use it at all. First you say Rashi's bittul. After you do that, then you do Tosfos bittul. Then you say the lehev he hefker. Now I'm after it also. Because according to Tosfos, what Rashi said is insufficient. You can't do the reverse. Just if you say, Kol Hamir Dikir Rishusi, any comments that I possess, I hereby declare as Hefker. So according to places I've done Bikul, and then after I do that, then I'm going to say, Vili Batal Ki Afer Diyar. I also hereby declare it as being Batal. I don't care what happens to it. So the Gemara says, you can't make Bikul on comments that doesn't belong to you. The Gemara says, even when it comes to Zmani Tzirhanu, it comes 11 o'clock, and there are places in the morning, and the Chomet is Zasa Bahanor, so then the Gemara says, whatever is Zasa Bahanor, the day of Beshusa Shalot. It either means the day of Shalot, or it means the day of Beshusa. The Gemara says, the day of Beshusa. So the Gemara says, once the Chomet is not fully yours, the day of Beshusa, then the Gemara says, you're no longer able to make people Chomet. If the Chomet only applies a Chomet that you are the full owner of, that you have full control of. If the fellow will say the people Chomet in the backward door, the person is saying, Levi Hefker first. If that is my basic opinion, that people mean declaring it as a hefker, then he's going to say, "Will you bottle the after the hour?" And I couldn't care less what happens to the Chomet. His declaration that he couldn't care less is all malach l'morid. Once he was mafkir the Chomet already, so it doesn't matter what he says. He has no right to be a mavad l'chomet. So that's why we do the people in the reverse order. First, we satisfy Rashi's view, and then we do basic opinion. First, we say like Rashi would say, "We bottle the after the hour. We don't care what happens to the Chomet. Just like after the hour, we don't care." We don't care what happens to the Chomet. Then we say, the Levi Hefker, let it be Hefker also, and satisfy Tosfos's opinion of what Bittul Chomet is all about.
So remember that even from Rashi, when you do the Bittul now, it's not how from the Smanish, because the Bittul can't work, it's only in it for Shusi. Only as far as to say that Bittul Chomet can work, you can't some say from the Dover that it's Smanish for Shusi, that it's
Bittul. It's only Shein and Rishus. So even if you do it now, it would only be Talayim. So according to what we do, even if we say that the Lashon of Bittul now, half will be Talayim first, and then the Bittul will be Talayim Rashi anyway. The Ramban uses that Lashon. Within Rashi, the Ramban is explaining Rashi. He says that by Chatzos, he makes the Bittul now, so when it comes Chatzos, the Chomet is no good. I don't know. Could be that it would be good. First he's Mabatlan, then later on he's Mafkir. It could be that Rashi would also agree that it's good, that he has fulfilled the Mitzvah. that before Hatzot, the mitzvah is about to declare, I couldn't care less what's going to happen to you. Then the Leilan was not true, so that's another act of not caring what happened to him. For Haraita, it's even not true. For Machro, Alon Rashi would hold is not sufficient. Either because it's still violated by Yuva Bani Motze, or even if you don't, but he holds that that's not a keen on mitzvah. And he reminds that the people be on Masagi, you have to fulfill the mitzvah they do. So Rashi has first in the mouth of your home, and you have to be Machro, then your Machro doesn't make things work. If anything, it may make things better. The demonstration is you really work on Machro, you really can't do the same as the land. That's how Tosis is. Yeah. How does that work when he makes a declaration and he doesn't care what happens to him? He doesn't violate by Rabbi Matsu. Why? But it's a loaf of bread. Cookies, it's macaroni, it's spaghetti, whatever it is. What do you mean he declares he doesn't care? He has a plate of macaroni on a table on Pesach, and because he made a declaration on Erev Pesach in the morning, at a quarter to 11 before the money's on off, he doesn't plan to eat it, he doesn't plan to sell it, he doesn't care what happens to it, he's not going to smell it, he's not going to use it, he's not going to get any hanor from it, he just leaves it there on the table, he doesn't violate by your right. I think that's the case, he says it doesn't make sense. The Rashi says no, that's the pasuk of the Targum Umfrus. And the Kodesh says Tashbisu, the Tashbisu before the money to remit, to make an oral declaration, that you're masking the data, you're masking to whatever the Torah says. Torah says you're not allowed to have chonit in your possession, ki kolecha machmetz is a different story. You're not allowed to have comments in your possession as a gzeira, as a siyah, lest you'll come to eat it. So the Torah then says, Akhba Yom Rishon Tashem Bistah, on their face of make a declaration, you don't plan to use it, you don't plan to eat it, you don't plan to get any hanoah. Once you make that declaration, then the Torah says, you will assume that you will follow your declaration. In fact, it won't. Theoretically, it won't be nice. So then there's no value rock. As long as you made an oral declaration that you plan to follow the laws of the Torah, not eating it and not getting any hanoah from it, then there's no Yisr of value rock. As long as he makes a declaration that he plans to follow the laws of Torah, then you don't need to be there.
Tashbis
is more to get rid of the chametz, in order not to violate by your own aimah. Either to get rid of the
chametz.
Tashbis is in order not to violate by your own aimah. By your own aimah, in order not to violate, these are not people of aimah. It isn't desert, but it's for that purpose. In order to lead up to this, that you shouldn't violate Achidah Vano. So if he makes a declaration, he doesn't live to eat it again, then the Torah says, you're not worried.
Yeah, just so fine. Once you have to,
you have to
declare that you're not trying to make sure
So it doesn't make any sense, Avada. So the Pashta says, let's say, with the chomet that I plan to sell to the Goy, I'm not trying to say that I'm a batla chomet. That's the machlekes in Achronim. I don't have a batla chomet that you're going to sell to the Goy that you've sold already to the Goy. So let's see. According to the Taisu, that bitla chomet means that you're machkirish. If I sold the chomet to the Goy already, it's a davar shein d'shali. Davar shein d'shali, your body can't be machkir. If first I'm after the chametz, then I sell it to the goy. That doesn't make any sense. If I'm after the chametz, it's not mine. So what right do I have to sell it to the goy? But obviously, you can't say he's after the chametz. According to Rashi, also the same thing. No? How can you say what does people mean? He declares that he doesn't care, couldn't care less. What's going to happen to the chametz? He personally doesn't plan to eat it. Doesn't plan to get any hadorah. Zero, nothing. So when did he make this declaration? If first the rabbi sells the chametz, then he makes the people on the chametz. So the chametz that doesn't belong to him, they have to be in the bottom of the chametz. There is no bittul on that. Elamai, first he does the bittul chametz, and then the rabbi sells the chametz. But he already did the bittul chametz, he says, I couldn't care less what happens to that chametz, and then he goes and he sells it to the goy for $1,000. What do you mean he doesn't care less? He goes and he sells it. If he's selling the chametz to the goy and charging money with all the kinyonim, undoes his bittul. He demonstrates that he doesn't. His bittul is a joke. He does care what's going to happen to him. So it's very schwer. The pashtus is, that the chametz that you're going to sell, the chametz that you've sold already, the bittul doesn't apply to it. The pashtus of the bittul doesn't apply, and nevertheless, we assume that mechiras chametz is allowed. So it's not because we allow mechiras chametz on a din d'rabban. We allow mechiras chametz even to avoid the violation of bal yiroi d'oraisa. So that's what the nesivus writes in the sefer Mikorchan on Hilchas Pesach. That even if I sell my chametz to, let's say, have a farm or have parakeets, whatever. I sell the chametz to the goy, and I give the goy instructions that he should feed the behemoths at 9 in the morning, 9 in the evening, at 12 in the evening, whatever. But clearly I'm not mevatel the chametz. I give instructions what to do with it. Even though I sell it, but I'm not doing Rashi's bittul, mechoshesh for Rashi and Tazer. I'm not doing Rashi's bittul. So nevertheless, the Nesivu says we do allow Mechiras Chum, even though he's clearly not being Mevat L'Chum. I wish I lived in the Haram and it did the Raisa. So he says, not true. We allow Haram and it did the Raisa. And he brings the Raisa and the Gemara and Gita. The Gemara and Gita quotes the Mishnah, Masechet Maaseh Sheni, that the Torah requires when a farmer has potted his own Maaseh Sheni, he should be Mosef Chomish. Let's say the Maaseh Sheni is worth a dollar. Instead of giving a dollar, he has to give a dollar and a quarter. Why is it called a Chomish? Means if you add it on, then it's one-fifth of the sum total. 25 cents is one-fifth of the dollar and a quarter. It's not the 20% more. So he would call 25% more. So the Gemara says you have to be Mishnah. The Pasuk says in Chumash, you have to be Mosef Chomish. What happens if the farmer doesn't want to give so much money to Maaseh Sheni? Because man is that we allow even the Hatchila to cheat Maaseh Sheni. Why? So they said because there's no Hefzid, the Maaseh Sheni can't be eaten anyway because of the Arab Yerushalayim. We're Tamei, and it's Tamei, and there's no Mizbeah. So whenever the Gemara says in the Nerechim, whenever there's no Pesed of the Hegdush, then it's Mutal HaChilah to cheat Hegdush. Hegdush al Manash HaChilah Asher HaPrut and Mechulah is even allowed to have to. But there's Ma'an that there is a Beis HaMikdosh, and the Hegdush will really be used, and then the HaChilah is not allowed to cheat Hegdush. But likewise, there's Ma'an that people are Tahor, and there is a Mizbeach, and it is feasible to eat Ma'as HaSheni in Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to be paid Ma'as HaSheni on Asher HaPrut. You're not allowed to cheat Ma'as HaSheni. So nonetheless, the Mishnah has a Ma'as HaSheni quoted in the Sugyan Gittin, how does a person go about doing an act of haram to be told in his own Maaseh Sheni without having to add on the additional 25% of Chomish? He doesn't want to give $125 for tefillah that's only worth $100. He wants to get away with giving $100. How does he go about doing that? The Mishnah says, if you have the money with you, you give the $100 to your friend. You say, like a Mechiras Chum, you say, I give you this money to Matana. Now the friend is quoted your Maaseh Sheni. The din of Tosefes Chomish only applies if the kiyash, which is given for the purpose of continuing Maaseh Sheni, is given by the same person. I'm quoted my own Maaseh Sheni, then I have to be Mosef Chomish. But if I gave you the money, then now you're quoted the Maaseh Sheni that I have with your money. I just gave money to you, so it's yours. So you're quoted Maaseh Sheni with your money, so then there's no need for Tosefes Chomish. So what does the Mishnah recommend? Ketzet Mal Rimi Mal Maaseh Sheni Liv Dosef Below Chomish. The Mishnah allows us to be paid a Maaseh Sheni without adding on the Chomish, but it says Ma'arimim. It's clearly a Haramim. It isn't this the Haramim that did that, right? So the Chomish says that the farmer is supposed to be most of Chomish when he's paid the Maaseh Sheni. So then the Nesivus quotes in his Tshuva, in Achmas Yankiv, he says, you see from that Mishnah that Haram is Mutter and did their rights also fighting, not only if it's a Talachachm, it's an Amar, it's a lot for everybody. Everyone's allowed to do Haram, whether in giving their rights or in giving their Abbas. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos that it's only limited if it's a Tamachacham and it's an Issa de Rabbana? Sounds like if it's in the Raisa or if it's a non-Tamachacham, you don't allow Harama? No, that's in Gansan a different thing. As we present the Gemara, that's in Gansan unrelated to here. What was the story there in Shabbos? The fellow rode on the ferry across the river. He violated the exact Issa de Rabbana. That's not the same as Harama. Harama that we're talking about is what you call in English a legal fiction. I sell the chametz to the goy, and thereby, legally speaking, it belongs to the goy. But l'maaseh, the goy is not going to drink the schnapps, not going to eat the cookies. I just sold it to the goy for the purpose of avoiding by Rabbi Motzen. Or let's say the other haromah. I don't buy any garments. Everybody else wears garments that have four corners. I buy garments all the time that don't have any four corners. I make them round, whatever. For some reason or another, I never want to put on tzitzis. Or let's say the other case. If my farm is on the shutzis for the nachri, then there's no din of lushes b'chav in the Torah. So I specifically sell a shutzvis and all of the animals to one of the goyish hands who works on the farm in order that I shouldn't be mechuyev in the mitzvah b'chor v'hem the Torah. So that's a harama, that's a legal fiction. I go out of my way to do something so that the laws of the Torah should not apply. But here, he didn't even do a legal fiction. He made believe that he was sleeping on the ferry, but he knew himself he wasn't sleeping. He went on the ferry specifically with the intention of crossing over the river. He knew the goy was going to take him. So the chlala to tell it, isn't it tako asur? It's not even haram, it's worse than haram. Imamish violated the Issa d'Rabbanan, so what's Pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos? So that Gemara and Shabbos, you have to say it's a different story. We learned last year. That's exactly a different story. In Malacha Shabbos, we mentioned before, there are three categories of Issa. There's a Malacha d'Raisa, then there's a Malacha d'Rabbanan, and then there's a thing that's a Gzeira. A Gzeira is not even a Malacha d'Rabbanan. A Gzeira means you're not allowed to do a Dabra HaMutter, lest this will lead you to do a Dabra HaHas. What happens if you're a Talmud Chacham? I don't know that riding a ferry is Mutter, rowing a boat is Mutter, and fixing a broken boat is also. I know what's also, I know what's mutas. As far as I'm concerned, I should really be permitted to violate the Xer of the Rabban because the reason for the Xer of the Hashash doesn't apply. But the Gemara says, no, we don't allow it. If we'll allow it, Tamil Chachamim, do all of Bar Mahamutorim, Lech Shalim, Dodavari, so we'll allow him to do it because he knows he's not allowed to do the Davar Aser. So if the Talmud Chacham will do it, so the Davar Aser will also do it. So the Gemara says, but why does the Talmud Chacham in order to deal it? Wants to violate the Yisig there, the Rabbanon Beharam, and he'll make it look like an accident. He'll make believe that he fell asleep on a boat. So the, as far as he's concerned, he knows that if the boat breaks, he's not allowed to fix it. As far as the Hamun, I'm not concerned. He's not misleading him into thinking that you're allowed to ride on a ferry because they thought that he really fell asleep on the ferry. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Talmud Chacham does a haramah on a din de rabbanon, what do you mean a din de rabbanon? He violates the dover that tells him the rabbanon becomes zeret. The thing per se is really mutter. Even the rabbanon is mutter, but they said you're not allowed to do this lest this will lead to do a dover hos. So for Talmud Chacham, the reason for the Yisra doesn't apply. And the only reason why we still insist that he's not allowed to do it is lest he will mislead others to violate the Zerah, and this will lead them to do the Yisra Deraisa. The Yisra kicks in the broken bone. So if he makes it look like an accident, makes it look as if he fell asleep on the boat and they took him across. They took him on the ferry without his intending to go across. Then the Gemara says that it's mutter. So Gans in a different shot. The Gemara is a completely different case. But the Nesivis claims how Rama Mamish, what we call a legal fiction, is allowed whether it's the case that's Deraisa or it's the case that Rabbanan. And his Raya is, from either Kash is what he do with the Gemara and Kavar, he never answers that. So the Bichotcher Rav, who was a city in Galicia called Bichotch, it was a famous city that had famous rabbonim. So the Bichotcher Rav, who was a, and that Kufa was a contemporary of the Nesivis, sent him a letter. How can it be matter in his faith in the Korachim of Pesach? How can it be matter Haram and Adin Deraisa based on the Mishnah? And my Gishenik quoted in the Gemara Yidden, but the Yerushalmi comments on that Mishnah. That this is the only place in the Chumash where we allow Haram. In Kol HaTorah we don't allow Haram, with the exception of the case of Ma'aseh Shemel of those of the Chumash, because the Pasuk uses the expression Brocha in connection with Pidyon Ma'aseh Shemel. It says, and if the farm will have so much Tzvuah, Ki Yivarech Lecha Hashem Elokecha, Ki Yivarech Lecha Hashem Elokecha, Ki Yivarech Lecha Hashem Elokecha, they have such a blessing in the Tzvuah that it is so much that it would be much too expensive to transport to Yerushalayim. Then the Chumash says, Tzart HaKesef Yardecha, he should be quoted the Ma'aseh Shemi on the Kesef, show the Kesef is no good, the Gemara said the Makis, show the Kesef is no good, the Kesef is no good, take the Kesef to Yerushalayim and you buy the food. And so the Yerushalmi comments on that prospect because it says Ki Yivarech Hashem Elokecha, because Baruch HaKesef Bei, in connection with Pidyon Ma'aseh Shemi, and Baruch HaMeinu to strike it rich. So that's why here and only here do we allow Haromah to try to avoid the tax, the extra tax of giving the extra 25%. But in Kol HaPerakula, where the phrase bracha is not found, there's no bracha ksibbe, the Taka would not allow haramah in all other din of derais. So the Chacharov tied against the deceiver, Taka the Gimatar, and he said from the Korchai, haramah in din of derais and mamish, that you're allowed to sell the cows. You see, if I only sell the chametz, what's the case? Let's say I have a parakeet, I have a milk farm, and I sell the chametz to the goy, and I don't violate by Rabbi Mamish, then I give instructions to the goy, you should take his chametz and feed my cows. So then I'm violating the Yisra HaNoah, even though the Chometz belongs to the Goy. I'm violating Yisra HaNoah. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to let your cows eat Chometz B'Pesach, because they get fatter and they manufacture more milk. You're not allowed to let your parakeet eat Chometz B'Pesach, even though the Chometz belongs to the Goy. You don't violate by Rabbi Motzer. On the possession of the Chometz, but you violate the Yisra HaNoah by letting your animals eat Chometz. So what the Nesivis writes is, you have to sell the cows with the Chometz to the Goy. You have to sell the cow parakeet with the chametz to the goy. But even though I give the goy clear instructions, I want you to feed the animal the chametz in the morning and the evening at specific times. And according to Rashi, people chametz think that I care. I say I couldn't care less what happens to them. Here I do care. I give them specific instructions. I haven't done people chametz. So you can't say that it's a haram and a din derabbanan. It's clearly haram and a din deraisa. And the Sivis says it's still mutter. So the Bishachar of Tain is against him in the Tshuva. How can you allow that? That's against the Yerushalmi, that you only allow haram and by Pidyon Ma'aseh Shemel of those of the Lochomish and in other psukim in the Torah, other dinim, we don't allow. So the Nesivis says, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. The Babli doesn't have that, but we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. But the problem we just raised was, but the Babli also has two cases. The Babli has by Behem Muhammad Bakeres, that you're not permitted, the Zman HaBais, you're not permitted to make a shutfis with the Nochri on Behem Muhammad Bakeres in order to avoid the mitzvah of Bechor Behem Torah. And the Gemara Merachis has regarding its tzitzis that you don't allow Haram. This is the problem. How come we don't allow haram on tzitzis? We don't allow haram on behem amal akeres, and we do allow haram if bizman hazeh behem amal akeres. Person says bizman hazeh, it's a mitzvah. That bizman hazeh, that is not based on migdash. He says it's a mitzvah to make the shutzvus with the nachri in order to avoid the din of behem amal akeres. Why? lest somebody will violate it, if the behemoth will be born a zohar and will have it, Yushas Korah, so then you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be an anachron, and it's a carbon, as Yushas Korban Korah. You're not allowed to do anything, you can't be pudded, you can't do anything until it gets the moment, then you shech to eat it right away. But until it gets the moment, you're not allowed to do anything with it. So because of the problem of good answer, Makarovich is probably the correct answer. This is what recent posthumous suggests, very recent posthumous suggests. When the start of the Haram and Ad-Sol of selling the land to the Arabs for the Shana HaShemitah, the many posthumous, many Gerlim were against it. So they all kind of, there are different reasons why they were against it. One of the reasons was Haram, you don't allow Haram. So they kind of, what if you don't allow Haram? We do Haram all the time, but the Mechira is coming. So the one of the Gerlim and Ad-Sol made this distinction that you're making. We should distinguish between haram in the area of the mitzvah center as opposed to haram in the area of the loy center. When it comes to a law, as long as you don't violate the law, by hook or by crook, you didn't violate the law. So there's no other problem. So you pass it. Mashiach came when it comes to a mitzvah center. So the Torah wants that you should do the mitzvah. What are you going to do? You're going to do a haram in order to avoid kima mitzvah. So it'll turn out that you didn't do the mitzvah. The haram regarding this haram in the mitzvah center. So he will remain without having to pull the mitzvah tzitzit. He just pulled away the condition which required of him to wear tzitzit. The condition being to wear a four-cornered garment. But let's say Behema Hamavah Keres. In the normal course of events, he will have to have a carbon brought to the Beis HaMikdash and given away to the Kohen and Amas Nesunah El Behema Behurban Eter. So he goes and he makes a shuv to stop in order to avoid the Kima mitzvah. So he's doing haram in order to be parted from the mitzvah. That you don't allow. But when it comes to the Mechilas Tameh, let's see, when it comes to the Mechilas Tameh, what are we doing haram there? Then we don't have the mitzvah of Tashbitzu at all. Not true. We sell a lot of the Tameh, the expensive Tameh, and then the cheap Tameh that we don't care for, we can't do burn. So we've got to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbitzu. What is it, a Hebrew mitzvah to burn so much Tameh? If I sell all the Tameh and have so much Tameh, the mitzvah is to burn the last amount of Tameh that you have. To destroy the last bit of Tameh that you have, but the last bit is a lot or a little. So I sell a lot of comments and then later on, the comments that I have left, I will destroy. I will fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbis. The LMI, but normally I would have violated by Rabbi and worked out all the schnapps and all the expensive comments that I have. So good, I sell my comments to the goy in order not to violate by Rabbi and Rabbi. That's okay. It's Haram al Alav. Haram al Alav is okay. And that's exactly what Tesis says, which our Tesis distinguishes between the Bana Migdash and the Bana Zeh. Regarding making the shuktas with the Yakum on the Behemah HaMavakeres, the Zman HaMikdash, the Gemara says that it's not allowed, and the fellow who did it was punished in Hashemah, and he lost a fortune of money. Why? Because he did a haramah to avoid fulfilling the necessity of being mafresh to Korban Eter, of giving it in the Korban, or giving it away to the Kohanim. The Zman HaMavakeres says we have no Beit HaMikdash, you're not going to give it away as a Korban anyway. The only issue is, will the animal have Kedushas Korban and somebody may be Nichshol and violate the Yisr Ne'ilo Behegdash, may violate the Yisr not to be moral to coach in college, or somebody may go and shech shchutikut, may forget that this is a carbon, and he may slaughter it and eat it, and he may eat shchutikut, may shech it. So the harama that we're doing by making the shchutikut with the Yachman and the Mahem and HaMavakeres, that's a harama in order to avoid violating lavim. Our interest, our key interest with Manazet Tehzit explains really is, we don't want to violate the Averis involved in a Korbein Torah. The Aver of Nila Behegdish and the Aver of Shchutikut and the Aver of Beating Shchutikut. So whenever the haram is in order to avoid violating lavim, then it has to go. That's why we have haram by ribbis. The other shtar heteriski by ribbis. Why? Because ribbis is an iser. So whenever it's an iser, you're allowed to avoid it by making the haram. And the only reason why the Yerushalmi distinguish between Piggy Majesheni and Zorka to Bachomish as opposed to all the other mitzvah fair is because Piggy Majesheni is a mitzvah. You say a brachah when you pray to Ma'aseh Hashem, to the Shalom and the first mitzvah. I'll pay you Ma'aseh Hashem. It's a mitzvah not to let the Ma'aseh Hashem rot. The mitzvah to bring the Ma'aseh, when you have Ma'aseh Hashem, it's a mitzvah either to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it, or to be paid it and take the money and buy food with the money, if you can do that. But since pay you Ma'aseh Hashem with the Chomish is a mitzvah of a harayah, how can you prove that pay you Ma'aseh Hashem is a mitzvah from the fact that you have an institution of Chomish? And the Mishnah tells us that hafrosh, that giving of the chomesh is not miyakeh b'niyedeh. So whenever you have a din that's only lahatchila, not b'niyedeh, if it's a din deraita that's only lahatchila, not b'niyedeh, that itself is a giveaway that it's a mitzvah. If it was just a matir, if pitim ha'chein were merely a matir, then you wouldn't have any chomesh. You wouldn't be any need for chomesh at all. So from the fact that the chomesh requires the chomesh lahatchila, and the Gemara says that it's not miyakeh b'niyedeh, that itself is a right ruler that the pitim ha'chein is a mitzvah. So then the Yerushalmi says the only time we allow haramah in the din deraita in the mitzvah, in the area of mitzvah, is lifdos ma'aseh sheni b'li chomesh. It's fakir. The Yerushalmi fits in with the Bavli very well. And that's why some modern poskim tainin against the hetz mechir and eretz yisrael. In addition, nosef on whatever other tainis there are against the hetz mechir, so many gedolim have this tainin that it's an act of haramah, we don't allow it. I thought we do allow haramah on the mechir with chomesh. So they gave this answer, no, that it's ain't a doyma, because the haram on the mechiras chomets is just in order to avoid violation of bar yorba imasa on this chomets. So the kim on Yishra Tan Vita, we will fulfill it. We do plan to burn a little chomets, to destroy a little chomets. But the haram on mechiras sardis, lishnata shmita, is the haram on a mitzisese. It's not just the haram to avoid violating the law in the yisurei, avoidet ha-kar, kadur lishnata shmita. It's a haram on the mitzvah of Shav Sohar of Shabbat Lashem. The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah that whoever has a form has a mitzvah, that he shouldn't rent this form to a goy. Even though the goy will be allowed to violate the laws of Shemitah, the goy is not mitzvah, but the farmer has a mitzvah to leave his farm fallow during the Shnas HaShemitah. And this on him to see that his daughter has no Avodah Zantul. So if the farmer goes and he sells it to a goy in order that he should shake off this mitzvah, that's haram on the mitzvah. I think it's different. I think that's what the Gerlam assumed, that the Shnas HaShmito, the Mishnah, and everything to land that you happen to own before Shmito, you should seek with that rest. The whole Eretz Yisrael should rest. Over here by Chazbito, the Mishnah, Chazbito by Chomet says that the person should destroy his last bit of Chomet that he has. However much the last bit has, there's no Mishnah to get more Chomet than it's burning. That's what the Mishnah created as a possibility. That's why Dahi does not come all year long. So does he have a mitzvah on our face? To buy chametz, we must have something to destroy. It makes the whole tussle, he thinks it should depend on the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbanan. But the past decision is that it isn't. The past decision is that if you don't have any chametz, you're not machlokes. There is no mitzvah.
But it's real also. If you're on fields, you also have a mitzvah.
Right, but so whoever has a field, that Erev Shemitah has a mitzvah, to see to it that that field should remain fallow. If he sells a field, then he's being married to be mevatlan. It's that Hashem can hear Tashbisu. Tashbisu just means you should get rid of your whatever remaining chametz you happen to have, however much it is. Because it's money surah. You should get rid of that.
So if the guy selling one field in Shemitah, then he has one field left, that's the field
of Tashbisu.
That's
right.
Not the exact same thing.
So that's, no, so that's what he's doing. The mitzvah of Tashbisu, in the same mitzvah, whether you have a lot or a little chametz. The mitzvah is to destroy whatever last bit of chametz you happen to have. Masheni came to mitzvah says to Shabbat Tahar Shabbat Lashem, is this on every piece of land, and every Yisrael, that's owned by Jew, and every Shemitah, they should keep with that rest. Whatever they have in their power to do, it belongs to them. It doesn't belong to them that I'm going to rent it from a goy in order that it should sit fallow. It belongs to the goy, it belongs to the goy. And whatever belongs to me, the Rashi points out on the Gemara, the end of the first parashah of Avodah Zarah, it's a mitzvah on the Baal HaSadeh to think that his field rests, that all of his fields rest during the Shnas HaShemitah. That's the issue of the Haramah story. Rav Soloveitchik is machmir like a Bechor Shah. He always recommends that chometz diyen should not be sold. Now real cake, cookies, today, lokshin, all that kind of stuff, that you shouldn't sell it to the goy on Pesach. But if you have tarulis chometz, that he does allow. Why? Because the Rabbi Natan's opinion is in Stockholm that by Yerush tarulis chometz is only by Yerush the Rabbanon, and that based on the Rabbis in Stockholm, they quote the Rabbi Natan, the beginning of Bechor Shah, and the beginning of Eil Orvim, the first place in Eil Orvim also quote. But on the first half, they quote the Rabbi Natan, that on tarulis chometz is only by Yerush the Rabbanon. One version of the Rabbi Natan, two versions of what he said. But since he held them telling me the Rabbanon, the Haram of the Rabbanon, the Sutra, even if you hold the Bayuran, the Rabbanon, the Haram is their right, like Rashi and the Ramba, so many folks can hold that Haram is Mutra, even if they did it their right. So he takes it, Haram is Khamer, should be allowed to do the Haram, it's sort of a sex thing. You have Khamer, it's done, gone at the end, you have real Khamer at the end, like cake, cookies, spaghetti, and so on. But then our Sora Eshik says that it's Kedai to be Mach. A robe of non-Khamer. Robe of non-chometz has a robe of chometz in it, then it's called chometz b'yem. The thing is that if you're going to be machmir for that kumra, not to sell chometz b'yem, then schnapps and beer, liquors and beer, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rosh, is called chometz b'yem. It's not called tarubis chometz. You don't say that you're in water, which has a belia of grain. The grain soaks in the water, gives it the flavoring of beer and gives it the flavoring of liquor. So it says Shulchan Aruch, that's called Kom Zom Zom at the end. That's not called Haruga Kom. Even according to Rabbi Nathan, there would be Bar Yerod erasing it. And that's why when Rabbi Soleshi used to say this, it's better not to tell upon the end. And people would ask him, Rebbe, what about Shna? He would always say, better than Mr. Play. Better not the end. If yes, then I'll tell you that he, if yes, I'll tell you it is. It says Shulchan Aruch, that's Kom Zom at that's why that whole sheet that really doesn't make any sense. That whole, the whole sheet that be machmer on the right is make on the rabbanon. The shverish sheet of what the Betracha Rav said based on that korshor, the korshor sheet is a shverish sheet. And Mikir Adin, we really assume like the Nachos Yankin, like the Nefidus. Nachos Yankin is the Chumas and Mizmik. That Haram is Luther on all their writings, it's only an Eastern Rabbanon. Whenever there's no Mitzvah. And here there is no Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah has been to the move of Phil later. Right, now getting back to that, what he thought to do the Bible comment. So there are more rights that, let's say the man davens at the first minion on Erev Pesach in the morning, he goes to the 6 o'clock minion, fishes davening at 7 o'clock, he has his breakfast, and he goes to burn the chametz at 7 o'clock. So the Ramah says perfectly all right, you can burn the chametz whenever you want. There's no thing you have to burn it later on. And then he says the Bible, and you burn the chametz and you say the Bible. So the question is, the Ramah didn't live in the period, didn't live in the 20th century. The days of the Ramah, they didn't have the Mechimus Chametz that we have in practice today. Sorry, the civilization has advanced. They didn't have a CMIR paper for the Kurds, some of them really used to fast. But they had a bris, whatever. They really used to fast on the paper. All Judaism was practiced differently. So they didn't have the Mechimus Chametz as we have it today. The Shaila is that we have it today. What do you mean? The guy's going to burn his chametz at 7 o'clock in the morning, then he's going to run to the office. Has a house full of chametz. So what did he accomplish by burning his chametz? He has all the schnapps and all the chametz and everything in the house. Or he's going to rely on the rabbi who's going to sell that chametz. Selling chametz is certainly not a key on this. The mitzvah is destroying the chametz. According to Rashi, the mitzvah is a declaration. If it's before the non Easter, it's a declaration. According to Pesach, the declaration is neither here nor there. That's why Maral Rambari. The mitzvah is destroying the chametz. So we destroyed the chametz. No, he didn't destroy the last chametz he had. He destroyed a little bag full of chametz, and the bulk of the expensive chametz, a couple of $100 worth of chametz that you had at home, that you still have, you possess, you're going to sell that to the goy. So later on, when you sell to the goy, that's not a kima mitzvah tashbisu, I'll be pashtun. And when you burn a little bit of chametz that wasn't your last and not the chametz, the pashtun is again, you will fill tashbisu at that time. So the pashtun lechera is, I'll be pashtun, that there's mana there that a lot of people sell the chametz. If they rely on the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, the rabbi usually sells the chametz after the zman yisra achila, before the zman yisra no. Let's say chatzos is approximately 12 o'clock. It would take a few minutes. So an hour before chatzos is approximately a little before 11, around 2-3 minutes before 11 o'clock is the zman yisra no. And the zman yisra achila is before that, around 10 to 10 or so. The zman yisra achila is this year. So the rabbi would usually sell the chametz during that hour. Between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock we'll sell the chametz. The Pashtus says, let's say between 10 and 10:30 the rabbi told him. So the Pashtus says that the proper time to burn whatever chametz you had left over is after the rabbi sold the bulk of the chametz. Now this is all the chametz that you have left. And now the mitzvah of tashbisu is to destroy that last bit of chametz that you happen to have. So if you don't burn the chametz at that time, after you sold whatever chametz you have to sell, and then you burn your last bit of chametz, then what did you say to bracha last night? I'll be a chametz. You said a bracha last night. What's the bracha? I'll be a chametz. Say the bracha the night before the bikkur chametz, because the bikkur is going to come first, and then you're going to do a bikkur chametz, a benin shoshi yivakol, and then whatever you have that you know of, you're going to destroy the next morning. And that's going to be the ikkur mitzvah of bikkur chametz is when you're going to burn it the next morning. But if you're going to burn the chametz at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then you still have a whole house full of chametz, and you're not the kind of mitzvah, and then the bulk of the chametz that you have is going to be sold by the rabbis in the offer between 10 and 10:30. Morning, so that's not a key mitzvah. It comes out that he never was mekayim the mitzvah. He never fulfilled the mitzvah via chametz. And every year he does this. He goes through this act. He says the bracha the night before on a mitzvah that he never plans to do tomorrow. He goes up that bracha. Up that bracha. Not telling another kind of mitzvah. So I'll be pashtus lefer it. If you plan to have your rabbi sell the chametz for you, and your local rabbi sells between 10 and 10:30 in the morning approximately, and the pashtus is that the via chametz should be after the rabbi sells. Whatever is sold is not yours. That's not my problem.
Yeah, don't have to ask me to tell the sellers.
Right.
Well, you're calling it the knowledge.
I'm not telling the comment that I have in the beginning. I'm only telling the comment that I wrote down on the authorization note. And the Shtar HaShem wrote down on one, the rabbi authorized the rabbi to tell the comment. It's in my house, and the cabinet here, and the cabinet over there, and that thing over there. And I specify where the comment is. What's the spot for it? The rabbi comment is not specified, it's not told to me. The rabbi comment I set aside in a bag to burn. That comment the rabbi was never authorized to sell. Unless the rabbi was authorized clearly to sell any comment that happens to be in the house. Some of the story mechira, depends which time of you use. Some of them write, we sell a comment that they specified, and any other comment that happens to be in their house that they don't know where it is. But let's say the mecher on the talabatma is moving here, the rabbi is selling, has the parish in mind not to sell this book in the comment. Then it's not so. He has no das matan. He doesn't allow the rabbi to sell that comment. If the person did a mechir was coming by the rabbi, and the rabbi wrote in the shtar mechir was telling any comments that happens to be anywhere in the house, okay, they just put it away. Just put it away, so that's the comments that belong to the guy. Yes. No, we don't sell the comments to the rabbi. We just appoint the rabbi as a shaliyah on behalf of the balabatim to sell it. You can, but the rabbi won't want your comments. Just in case. That's the last comment you
have.
That's great. That's great. But the practice is that we don't do that. We appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell a comment on out of here. Okay, that's what the decision says. We allow our rabbi. Yeah, we allow our Rambam. The only problem is like this, which should be pointed out. Several posts can point out Lalaka. The Gemara says in Northern Dr. Day, I cannot appoint the Shliach to do something for me which I myself am unable to do. So let's say I am unable today to sell the box of Cheerios that I'm going to buy tomorrow morning. So if I went to the rabbi a week or a month before Pesach, and I appointed the rabbi as a Shliach to sell the chametz to me, and then I buy more chametz in between my harshah, by authorizing the rabbi as a shliach, and the time Pesach comes, but then that new chametz that I bought, I couldn't have appointed the rabbi as a shliach to sell that chametz. I myself couldn't have sold that chametz last week. It was a bar mishem shali, then I am a bar mishem shalom. That's why several recent posts point out, actually recent posts, the whole institution of the first chametz is a very modern thing. You didn't have that. Years ago, we used to have only the Jewish farmers used to sell the cows that were about to give birth to the firstborn, and they'll be afraid, and maybe it'll be a zocher because it's kedusha b'chora. That's what Tosis on the first half of Mechiras talks about in all of it. The famous Tosis, and Tosha Mishnah talks about Mechiras. Comes here and talks about selling chametz, what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from. He talks about selling Gehenu HaMavakeres. The farmers would all sell, they still do today, the Jewish farmers, in New Jersey, wherever, New York, they still sell the Gehenu that are about to give birth to the first one, and make a shutut for the goy. And then, in more recent years, they developed the whole gimmick that we have of Mechiras chametz, so they carried over all the brothers in them. The Hilchas Pesach, that we do the same regarding the Mechiras Hametz.
So, what about
the Gemara says you have to make the people, the Gemara says, Havari Tzor Shei Batim, the Gemara says, the Dina, the Gemara, the Mana Mishnah is saying that there was no Bidri. All they did was Bidri, and once they didn't pick it, it didn't be. Then the Gemara has the Amora, the Gemara, I think I'm Rav Yom Arad. Gemara has done, Haberi Tzal Sheivat, we have to make people chametz right after you were buried. So what are you mevatel? You mevatel whatever chametz you didn't find in the search. And then the Rosh instituted, the Rosh quotes a different meaning, that in addition to the din that the Gemara has, you have a bittul at night, you should also repeat the bittul in the morning. After you burn your chametz, then you make a fancy bittul. You say, mevatel whatever chametz I happen to own, whether I saw it or I didn't see it. The chazik is the Rosh chazik, I'm mevatel at night. So we're mevatel what? Very not
right.
You can't do that. That's halacha. You can't appoint the shliach and the gomish mazal yada. But we rely on the kula like by hafrosh tzala. We assume that it's gomish yada mishleg asana. That it's exclusive for the balabas to have a kumis go. All right, then he wants the rabbi to sell it. But the rabbi sells his kumis that he bought after he told the rabbi that he was appointing him as the shliach. The rabbi says that new kumis he didn't gomish yada mishleg asana. That's why some achronim have, the Seichem has a long discussion, that some achronim had a practice, and the rabbi would tell a chametz to the goy, so they would tell a chametz of those balabatim who had appointed him as a shliach to sell a chametz, and also on behalf of those balabatim who forgot to appoint him as a shliach, because often the other shliach is fun of it. Everybody knows that my balabatim are religious, and they don't want to violate by Bayim Matzei, therefore I'm taking the license of selling the chametz without consulting them, because they would certainly be happy that I should sell a chametz. You say nothing about it. It's a religious Balabas, yes. Balabas were not observant who couldn't care one way or couldn't care about one way or the other, but then for them it's not a sport. But the Balabas who are religious just forgot to ask the rabbi to tell a chomet, because some afraid to say that you apply Zachman Yad and Shleim
Upon. It's supposed for him to mean that he would, it's not necessarily that it's good for him, but that he would like it. It's really good for non-Jewish Balabas. It's really good for non-Jewish Balabas, so they would appreciate it.
They find out about it, they wouldn't be happy. What's the son of my chomet? Who told the son of chomet? If they would find out and they'd be married, it would be no good. So it only helps for those people for whom it really is a good. Those are really happy with it.
If
they ate the son of 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 But you didn't look at him even now. You didn't. I was telling him that probably not allowed to come. He said, so what? I don't see I'm not religious. But you didn't look at him that the fellow wouldn't care for that it's not going to be true. You didn't look at him that he wouldn't want me to tell him that I said, so I'm going to try to tell him that he didn't ask me to tell him. So Rav Moshe Feinstein had an instrument that it's legitimate, it's valid. The selling them on it, but don't do what?
They're
stealing the grace, they're stealing the grace profit, but he says it doesn't cancel the sale. Shabbos if they deliver, let's say in the grocery shops, if they deliver new chametz on Pesach, every day they deliver new chametz, no? Shabbos Yom is 24 hours a day. Every day they deliver new chametz. So who's kind of that new chametz? That they have a soul to the grace. You can't sell a chametz that's loy boli yorlo. Moabites can't sell the chametz to the goy at their pesach that they themselves didn't buy yet. If they already bought the chametz and there were kind of specific chametz just wasn't delivered yet, so shalahenu do shus and belongs to whoever Mr. and Mrs. Moabites, so they have a right to sell it to the goy. Okay, they sell it to the goy. And then they're cheating the goy later on when they sell it in the shop and they keep the money for themselves. They're violating the Yisrael Hanoah. They're being nene from chametz. They're doing gezel on the goy. It's a different problem. But as far as the chametz is concerned, they don't violate by Rabbi Moshe, so it's not chametz shalom about pesach. But the question is, they're going to have chametz to live on Pesach that they were not yet kind of before. They're only going to, even if they make an order, they place an order, deliver 1,000 loaves of bread every day. But they didn't specify which loaves of bread. So they're not kind of that bread till they deliver it to the shop. When that's delivered to the shop, that's not nikkna to the goy, that's nikkna to the woba. So what do you do with that chametz? That's chametz all about that. So that chametz to the chira doesn't matter. Unless you sell the whole shop, unless you sell the whole business to the nachas. Different story. If you just sell the chametz in the shop to the nachri, that's good for the chametz in stock on Erev Pesach. What's the new chametz that they're going to get in stock in the middle of Pesach? That'll be awesome. That's the chametz that we're going to buy after Pesach. The new chametz is that it will be valuable. But you sell the whole business to the nachri, so then anything delivered is mixed into the nachri. But then you have to make sure you're selling the whole business. I don't think so. There's a notorious about that. On the English Moshe. Later on, someone signed things, he said, yeah, you're right, that you have to sell the whole business to the nachri. So that any new delivery that it may, anything delivered into the store is mixed by the nachri.
What happens
if they sell the Again. The guy owns the cows and the guy owns the chametz, and he's feeding them.
The chametz makes milk better. So why am I allowed to take that milk?
You mean then from the milk now?
I mean that came as a result of the
chumrah. Ikra, then the milk is mutter. Zeb is a garim. Zeb is a garim with mutter. The kaz has a chumrah there. Zeb is a garim with mutter. Shail if it really applies there. Shail if this didn't cause Zeb is a garim. Zeb is a garim means the following. Let's say I know that all the cows ate on Pesach with chumrah. Why do we insist, let's say, if you buy milk before Pesach, you don't have to have milk? That be careful with the hashgacha that the cow wasn't eating any chametz. Because even if the cow wasn't eating chametz, if there's any shayla, the din is like bottles. But if you buy milk and pesach, the din is a chametz pesach in the mashu, then we have a chumre that runs as follows. The din is that zed is a gorim is us. What does zed is a gorim mean? There's a follow of yotzim ha'asar is us. If you have a pig and it gives off milk, a horse that gives off milk, then the milk is us, yotzim ha'asar. What if you have, let's say, something as yotzim ha'asar umin ha'mut, something was developed not by a davar ha'asar alone, nor was it developed by Davra Mutra alone. It was developed by Davra Ha'asar plus the Davra Mutra. So that's the machlokes in the Tanoim. You label a Yotzim and Ha'asar and Ha'mutra as a Yotzim and Ha'asar and Ha'asar. But you say, no, it's a Hazed, it's a Zegorim. It wouldn't have been produced if not for the Heter. So it's not to be labeled as a Yotzim and Ha'asar. So we pass from Allah that Zed and Zegorim is Mutra. Hadara Yotzim and Ha'asar and Ha'asar is Mutra. There's a famous Ran in Avodah Zarah that was made famous by this Taz. The Taz quotes the Ran and makes a big thing about it. The Zeb is the government's mutter is based on the principle of Bikur. That really, since it's a Yotzim and Asa, the Mikvah it should have been Asa. But since it's both a Zeb is Zegorim, it's a Yotzim and Asa, Umar Mutter, we consider it Kilo with word Bikur. What does God do with Bikur? You're not Tarugas. That's what the Ran says, it's a Dinyam. Al-Zera Hamashal, it's a Dinyam of Bikur. So therefore, the Ran claims that what if you have something which is the Mashu, you have an issue which is so Chamor that it's never to be Bakur. So then the Ran says that Zeb is Zegorim would be Asa. So what he said that we have, that's Mamashu, so the only Isra Allah Chamaisa that we have is Banazer, is Chametz B'Pesach. But based on that, Ran, the Taz says that if the cows eat Chametz on Pesach, and if the cows wouldn't eat that Chametz, they wouldn't give any milk at all. They'd drop dead. Or they'd be so weak, they'd be so undernourished, they wouldn't be able to produce any milk. And because they eat that Chametz, that's the whole diet, there's only Chametz. If they eat grass also, then it's not called Zerah Zegarmeret. But if they eat only chametz, all day, all night, all they eat is chametz. But the chametz alone doesn't make milk, and the cow alone doesn't make milk without the chametz. You need the food, you need the cow plus the feed. You need a combination of both together. And if one of them, the whole feed, is all chametz, then I say that that's the zeb zegorim. According to that Ran, zeb zegorim is also. So if the cows were eating chametz bit Pesach, and you milk them, so that milk, you're not allowed to drink that milk on Pesach. That's the chumrah of the Taz. That's why people are mocked. If you buy all the milk before Pesach, you can buy any milk you want. You don't need a special hashgacha on the milk. But if you buy the milk on Pesach, and you have to let down the end of Chalamai Pesach, you have to be worried, maybe these cows ate the chametz on the first day, don't they? And then there were milk, and then the milk was delivered, how many days does it take to deliver milk? When the time it's milk? A week? Whatever. Depends where you live. You live in the country, you get it the day after. You live in the city, you get it a week after. So if it's the Chesh Yasef, it's shy for the milk that you're going to drink. On Yom Tov, on the end of Kalamoy, was milk from a cow that ate only chametz. The Pesach, and the Taz has its chumer based on Iran, that we offer that as a good. But if that's not the case, the case is that the cows are eating grass also. They have grass plus chametz, so that's not even called that as a good. It's only called that as a good, but the whole feed of the animal is only chametz. So the milk is mutta, that's not the problem with the milk. Some of the traces is no crap, because we passed into some traces is both. Not the mashu. But the mashu, whenever you have an ether, that's a mashu, then you can't allow the ether as then the garment. Then the garment is a chine, which is a thing which is based on the principle of this. Similar to the idea of this. Whenever you have an ether, that's the mashu, then there's no difference. Then you can't say that that is a garment.
So if you don't
But then there's no problem taking the milk later on. And I think then it's a chum. Indirectly being there from the home. And the fact that the animals are eating this chametz, that's why the milk is worth more money. If he authorizes you to make two shlik and you vatel for him, so then it's taken a question that we do allow. Only if he tells you to be mamma. Well, Zachem doesn't work for this. Why should it not be shy? Iran. Iran has a kasha. He says a kasha on tesis. The tesis is dry. The people how much need hefker. How can you have aydei shliach? Who ever heard of hefker aydei shliach? Why not? How can you have hefker aydei shliach? He says a raya terashi. The fact that somebody can be involved with somebody else becomes a raya terashi. If it's like tesis that it's hefker, how can you mask aydei shliach? What kind of a kasha? It's very shvei Iran. I'm trying to talk about it at length. What is Iran driving at? The pashtus is, it says la'alocha this. If one person appoints someone else, do the bdika and the bdika for him, so the shliach can do both for him. The bdika and the bdika. And the bdika.
We see my rashi, the pitulum
is how much you're coming.
So what am I doing
when I'm
appointing the
shliach?
You know,
if you're
appointing the
shliach,
so what?
I tell him, I appoint you as a shliach, do the act of
bdika.
Make this kind of declaration. So what? I made him a shliach to make this difficult letter. I think you have a shliach to make a difficult letter.
So the actual meaning
of
the
okay. Okay. Like that? Okay, we'll continue later. Okay. Pesach night, the Chacham on the sack that we should drink Abekaisek. So the Bishkarov points out in the Seif al Rambam that there are really two distinct mitzvahs involved in Abekaisek. Number one is that the Rambam called Chayavarim Chodav Adarach, there's a din Chayavarim Liris Asaf Merkiru Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. And every generation, every person should have the feeling that the Kima Mitzvah Shabbalay should have the sensation and should have the feeling as if he just left Mitzrayim. Right? But it's a very hard mitzvah to fulfill. And then number two, there's an eating mitzvah, the Chol Dovador, Chayavon, L'Haras Asad, Kekibu Hiyat Mitzvah. This should demonstrate, Kekibu we just left Mitzvah. How does one demonstrate that's really easier? How to have that feeling is very hard. How can you walk around with that feeling that you left Mitzvah? That the Hidu Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was saying in the time, Harayonu, Vameinu, 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 Mishabodim, Hayun, Vatari, Mitzvah, and because of the Shri Mitzvah, that's how we today are free. Not to the Shri Mitzvah, the police and the floors, we would be free today. That's very hard to have that freedom because we know that a lot of Umasolim became free. All the nations in Africa and all the countries in the world, they're always revolutions. Every other week there's another revolution, so everybody, whoever was in jail before, gets free. So we really don't fully, we're not fully behind that mitzvah of Chayavon Liris Asaf. We don't know how to be behind that. But the other mitzvah is easier to do. Chol Dovador, the Rambam writes Chayavon Liris Asaf, so everybody has a mitzvah to demonstrate that he is a Ben Kol. How do we demonstrate that we are Ben Kol? So the Rambam writes there are two ways to demonstrate. One is by eating the Hesedah, because the slaves were never allowed the opportunity to eat leading down only the freemen. So then you have to eat the Hesedah. Number two, to demonstrate that you are Ben Kol. Number two, that you have other presents, that you drink liquor. That the slaves, that you eat coffee, that you eat orange juice, whatever, that you buy them. So the rich people, that you have food that's not healthy. Liquor, drinks, whatever, to show that they're free. So on Pesach night, in addition to all the other mitzvahs, Pesach, matzah, maror, whatever else we have to do, we have to do two things in order to demonstrate that we are b'nei chorin. Number one, to eat the hesedah, and number two, to drink avi chorin. The Rambam shita by hesedah, which is the rough point that is different from Pesach to food. Pesach's opinion is that hesedah doesn't really constitute a separate mitzvah this me'atma. Hesedah is just a form or a fashion that one should fulfill a different mitzvah, like you should eat the matzah, the hesedah, and you should drink the avi chorin, the hesedah. So if you drink the chorin, the hesedah, so then Tyson's raising the question, well, you weren't yet to the Abikosis, so you gotta drink over again. If you ate the matzah below Hasebe, then you weren't yet to the mitzvah matzah, you have to eat over again. According to the Rambam, as Avala points out, it's not a question of Hasebe, it's not a thing how to be yet to the matzah or how to be yet to the Abikosis. Hasebe is a separate mitzvah. If you eat the matzah below Hasebe, or you drink the Abikosis below Hasebe, you yet to the matzah and yet to the Abikosis. It's just a different mitzvah of Hasebe that you didn't fulfill. You won't really gain anything if you eat the matzah over again. Or you drink that because it's over again. You've already had it without a Seder. But he didn't do that. So according to the Rambam writes explicitly, and I'm not supposed to follow like that, in Hatkhila, Yesat Kola Suzan. Dinner has said is not only for the master of the Arab basis, but Hatkhila to dinner, that all the food that you eat, the whole night should be eaten by Hatsayyid. Some Rishayim say that the whole Haggadah should be recited by Hatsayyid, that the whole night the person should be saying Hatsayyid. From Shulchan Aruch, they quote against that, that's how the Miri writes. From Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Shalom HaKadosh, who says that that's not proper. That the Haggadah and the Halal should all be recited by aim of the Yira, the rest is the Zia. That the eating should be done by Hatsayyid. Ramah says, Hatkhila Kola Suzan, because of this Ramah view. The Sefer is a different mitzvah. Everything should, all the eating should be done to Hatsayyid on Pesach. So the same is true regarding the Arba Kaisis. The Rambam holds that Arba Kaisis are separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah to drink Arba Kaisis on Pesach night to demonstrate that a person is a Ben Torah. To drink a toast to your freedom. So the dinner that he has to have four toasts. To let down Pesach night, you come home from Shul. Say Kiddush, you drink a cup of wine. Then you can drink all four cups. One to the three, four, one after the other. You can drink all the four times. And one with the eight, and thereby the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. However, in addition to this mitzvah, to drink Arba Kaisis, derech eres, to show that the person is a ben choren, that he can drink liquor now, he can drink wine. There's another mitzvah the Gemara says, that the Chachamim was sometimes nisak in a bracha, to be recited alakos. As for example, Kiddush alakos, Havdal alakos. Sometimes we recite Birchas Hamazon alakos. When you get married, you have Birchas Davis in alakos. When you have a Tinsun alakos. When you have a bris, they say the bracha should kiddush and did be better than alayayin. So on Pesach night, the Chacham were misaking four brachas alakos. One, the first bracha is the normal one. Kiddush alayayin, that's normal. Kiddush is recited alayayin. Then you have the third of the abrikos, this is Birchas Hamazon alayayin. That's also normal all year long. The Gemara says if you want to, you can bend Birchas Hamazon alayayin. Just the machlokes is what the one is obligated to, or it's only optional. It's in a shoot. If you don't want to, you don't have to. That's the machlokes where the Birchas Hamazon tunakos. Of Birchas Hamazon, then it's in a place. It's one required. Kiddush and Abdullah, you must recite Alakos. Birchas Hamazon, if you don't have, you can recite the Birchas Hamazon anyway. The question is, if you have Yayin, are you obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon ala Yayin? Or is it only optional? Let's say, when a guy wakes up in the morning and he has to say, Anasin Esef Abin al Hakim and Yon Vayin Lola, there it's not even optional. There's no Kima Mitzvah, he's going to fill up a cup of Yayin and say, Birchas Hamazon, then Anasin Esef Abin al Hakim and Yon Vayin Lola, then he's going to drink the wine. There is no kiyum at all. So sometimes you say a bracha has no connection at all with the kosiyah. Sometimes you say that it's absolutely essential and necessary that this specific bracha, kiddush and havdalah and nechreis whatever, because it's soon ashira, that it must be recited dafkar also. And then others are optional. If you want to, if you use a kos, you inherit the bracha. If you don't use a kos, it's not yet. The birchas hamazon all year long is not kosher, but the birchas hamazon soon are kosher not. But halacha, we usually assume that ain't a tuna kos. We bench all the time with that, of course, even the zumis. Now, Pesach night, the chacham were mistaken that you have to recite Birchas Hamazon ala kos. And then, in addition to the kiddush ala yayin, and which is always required, and Birchas Hamazon ala yayin, which is always optional, at least it's optional, Pesach night, the chacham were mistaken another two brachas that should be recited ala kos. Namely, the bracha right before you. The halal is divided into two parts. So you say the first half of the halal before the meal, and the second half of the halal after the meal. Why do we break up the halal? The oil is the tillet long. Why do you break up the halal half before the meal, half after the meal? This is a big pellet. Usually the dinners, you're not allowed to be mastered in the middle of halal. Not only because you said a bracha, you're not allowed to be mastered from the time that you said the bracha, to the time that you conclude the whole mitzvah. Even if you don't say a bracha, let's say you say his mirrors on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mastered in the middle of his mirrors. If you say his mirrors to the lunch, so you finish the whole shira, the whole the whole Shevach that you want to take, and the same Hallel, normally the unit of Hallel is from the beginning to the end, so why all of a sudden are we mafsik in the middle of Hallel? The Rabbeinu Yonah writes on Brochus that the Easter of being mafsik applies even when there's no Broch. Those are things we discussed the other day, where the one recites the Broch when he does a Minhog. Reciting Chatzi Hallel, Arash Chodesh, the Gemara says in the end of time is only a Minhog, it's not a Din Deraisa, right? It's not a Din Derabbah, it's only a Minhog. Therefore, there arose a major machlokes among the Rishonim whether a bracha is to be recited or not. The Rambam's opinion is that no bracha is recited when one fulfills a mitzvah, because how can you say to the Rishonim in the place of this Ivanu, it's neither a mitzvah nor a Torah nor a mitzvah nor a Rabbanu? And Pesach says no, that even when you fulfill a minhag, and one observes a minhag, one can still recite with a clear conscience to the Rishonim in the place of this Ivanu. So the Pesach brings a riot to this, because Halal Amash Chodesh is only a minhag. And you see from the Gemara that they used to say a bracha and halal meshchodesh. How do you see? Because the Gemara and bracha tatzidah and has a shaila. When you say halal meshchodesh, are you committed to be master ben aprokim or not? If somebody greets you, I like to say a lechem shalom. So they say, what's the shaila? unless you said a bracha in the beginning, and there's a problem with hefsik between the bracha and the Gemara HaMitzvah, what's the Shaila being hefsik in the middle of house? So the right rule from the Gemara is that even when you recite Halal HaShkodesh, a bracha is to be recited. So the Rabbi Yehuda comes, he doesn't see what they write. Rabbi Yehuda is from the other kin, from the Chafetz Chaim. He says he doesn't see what they write. Even if you don't recite a bracha on Halal HaShkodesh, because it's only a minhag, he's still not permitted to be mafsik in the middle. If the guy's singing his mirrors, Kori Bar Noilam, or whatever he says, and that might be mafsik in the middle of his mirrors either. And what kind of a shevach is it? What kind of a tehillah? And a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it? The guy in the middle is saying Ashrei, then we talk about the base in the school. In the middle of Ashrei. What kind of a shevach is it? He's making a joke out of the whole shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why all year long, whether you say a bracha or not on a halal, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle. If you make up your mind, you've got to say halal, so you stay the whole halal. On Pesach night, till at one, start saying halal, then we have a whole meal in the middle, then we finish the halal at the end. Why would a misakan like that is a big, deep dark secret? The Baal HaMor talks about this a little bit. Okay, if you choose a hatchila to only say prat before, then it's not a violation of being mafsik in the middle. Especially, why did they misakan like that? Why wasn't the whole misakan? They say the whole halal together. Why should they be mafsik in the middle? So the Baal HaMor has a comment on this, we'll discuss maybe a little later. And the Netziv has an interesting comment. The Netziv explains that the meal that we eat on Pesach night is as soon as Chazoya. The Gemara says, Abot, Shechem, Lahoidek, there are four people who have to give special thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara bases it on the Pesukim, and the Perek and Tehillim, Hoidel Hashem Kita, Kili Yolam Tazir, like a Chassidim say, in Kerem Yamin, before Nusach Svart says it, on Minchay afternoon, on Friday afternoon, before you got Minchay, you say that long Perek of Hoidel. It says there all the Abot Shechem Hoidel. So one of them, Hayyotim Adai Sasturim, is one of them. Hoidel and Israpim, and so on. So Hayyotim Adai Sasturim is one of the four people. So it's Mukhiv al-Hayrish, Abba Chayyam al-Hayrish. Rashi's opinion that Abba Chayyam al-Hayrish is Mukhiv to offer a carbon title. Basically disagrees with Rashi and Perak HaTayga. You know, they said, carbon title is always Bob and Edmund and Dov, it's never a Chayyam. It's not Bob and Chayyam, it's always optional. So when it says Abba Chayyam al-Hayrish, it doesn't mean you're obligated to bring a carbon title. There is no such thing as anybody being obligated to bring a carbon title. Abba Chayyam al-Hayrish just means you have to say Bichas HaGonim. So it doesn't mean, Achleik is Rashi and Taisis and Menachas. Perak HaTayga, how do you translate the words Abba Chayyam al-Hayrish? Rashi is consistent. Rashi in Zohar also writes like that. On Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi writes, a shaila, if I'm bringing a carbon tether because I just got out of prison, and the Kohen thought that I'm bringing a carbon tether because I had an operation. So Rashi learns in the Gemara that that's the shaila of Shinui Kodesh. That when the Kohen is doing the Avodah, thinking that this is a carbon tether that's full off for a Chelish and Esrapin, it's really a carbon tether for a Yes and a Beis Asturin, Rashi learns in the Gemara, how mean it that should be like a Sheikh of Kratos, of the Shem Shlomi, a Sheikh of Shlomi and the Shem Chafet. That the Kohen, is marked with the carbon Toida for a Yetim of Beit HaSurim, thinking that this is the carbon Toida for one of the Chodesh and the Srape, Rashi learned that that was a Shaila in the Gemara, maybe it's a Shina Kodesh. According to Taisis, there's no Shaila. What is that? That's not Chal HaShem in the carbon, this is a carbon Toida that boiled it, that the carbon Toida has boiled that. Carbon Toida, you never Mukhiv to bring it. This is Rashi Nishitasa, that Dabot, Zichel Mahoidois, I'm Mukhiv to bring the carbon Toida. So this is one kind of a Toida. That's another kind of a title. So the Gemara had a Havamina, you know, leave it in Rashi, that to have such a karma should be absolute. Hashem, she didn't cut it. Rashi holds that this is a particular shame in the karma itself, that this is the title that's for Allah, yes, and great our spirit. And that's the title that's brought up Elish and Israel. This is Rashi the Shifasa, the Rashi holds that there's an obligation to bring a carbon title by these Abbas Yechim Ha'ayim. And Taisis who disagree, you have to learn a different shot in that thing. There's no one is Bukhik to bring a title. So there's always Bob and Hebron and Bob. So the Netziv has this view. He says, we know from the Parsha of carbon title that there is an institution of Sudas Ha'idoya. We know the institution exists, but there, a person is Yosef Medes Hasur, a person is a Chodesh and a Shafis, and we have a practice, we make a Sudas Haidoya. People have, let's say, 50th wedding anniversary party, or you have them graduate college, finishing with such hard work, so you make a, what do they make, a senior dinner, whatever they have, a Sudas Haidoya. If they thank the Rebbe Shalom for helping them reach this milestone in their life, or when a couple gets married, it's a milestone in their life. So the Gemara says in Brachas that Tzuras Kasim is also Tzuras Haidoya. The Gemara says, Kiyama Hikrub Kalkin Taida. Whoever is Mithameh Halkin Yatala by the Tzuras, Kiyama Hikrub Kalkin Taida. So what the Gemara means to say is, and it still explains that Chumash on Parashas Taida, that from the Parashas of Taida we learn out that there's such an institution as Tzuras Haidoya. Whenever a person has something to be thankful for, if But he found a penny in the street as he was walking to school, so he has to make a whole student say, "Doy." Not a major issue. But if a person is really happy about some major milestone in his life, like a wedding, or a person reaches the age of 70 years old, or 60 years old, so the person says that that's a siddur sefer, a major milestone in one's life. So then you make a party, you invite your friend and your relatives, and you thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, you say, "Shiris, this is Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu," thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for doing this kind thing to you, for giving you your yeshua, or a nechama, or a refua, or for your day sasum, whatever it is. And the reason why you have the party that everybody should eat is based on the Gemara and Tainus. The Gemara says that they were going to Tainus because it wasn't raining, and then in the middle of the day, the rain comes down, so the Gemara says everybody goes home and eats a meal, and they all come back to shul, and they say, "Halam Adov," they say, "Hodol Hashem Kita to the Yonchaz," or the 26 times to the Yonchaz. So the Gemara asks Akasha, what's the big rush to go home and eat first? And then they come back to shul and they say, "Halam Adov." Why don't they say first, when it starts to rain, and they see that the prayers were in, but let them say "Halam Adov" first. And then they're not going to die just to wait the biggest chazan you have. How long is it going to take to say "Hodol Hashem Kita"? 25 minutes. How long is it going to take? How long can you...